Hello, my little devils. I am so excited for the episode today. Before I start, I rarely tell you what's going on with my stand-up shows just because I'm bad at admin, but it's the perfect time to let you know that I'm announcing my first theater tour. Wednesday, May 3rd, the tickets go live pre-sale, you know, Taylor Swift style, except not Taylor Swift. And the code is BUTTER for you to get tickets before they sell out. Code is BUTTER. And shows I have coming up are Boston, Las Vegas, Oklahoma City, Louisville, New York, I added a fourth show, Newark, Tarrytown, West Hampton Beach, Mashantucket, Connecticut, Austin, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Tempe, Arizona, Buffalo, New York, Bensalem, Pennsylvania, Portland, Maine, Sacramento, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Hanover, Maryland, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Columbus, Madison, go Badgers, Chicago, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Atlanta, Tampa, and Orlando. Oh my God. Wow. That almost took up the entire time of the podcast, but I hope that I'm coming to your city and I hope to see y'all soon. I don't know why I said y'all, because I'm going to Texas and I can't wait. And I will be napping in between. Don't worry. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to Burning in Hell.
I'm going into this blind.
Me too.
I'm jumping into the ocean and getting hit in the face with an octopi.
With a puss.
You guys, we have Jake Shane. He's gone viral so fast that, like, I haven't even been able to process it.
Neither have I, so we're on the same page.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
But you sat down and I looked at you and I said, babe, how does it feel to be where you're meant to be?
I know.
What are you dealing with emotionally? Because this is your coming out tour, no pun intended, in New York City.
I'm really anxious. I hope it's what I'm meant to be doing. And I'm happy that you see it like that because that's how I feel.
Uh-huh.
But I do get very anxious.
But also, if you weren't anxious, you wouldn't be funny.
Yes, that's
if
what I
say. If you
were
just like chill, taking it all in, that means you don't have any thoughts in your
yes.
brain.
My roommate who's sitting right there, Julia, she's only funny when she's anxious. Like the other day, she couldn't sleep. Yeah, so for a normal person, they would not be able to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Hysterically sobbing, mm-hmm. crying, mm-hmm. 3 days straight.
Expose her.
Like, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But it was hysterical, and I would videotape her from afar, sobbing.
Wait, is she the one that films?
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, I'm like starstruck right now. Wait, oh my God, I feel like she should be in this.
Yeah, come say hi.
I feel like you should say hi. Come
Just
say
come
hi.
Say hi, Julia.
Also, can you tell it, like, are you okay with this new role in your life?
Hi. Come say hi. This is my best friend, Julia.
I was testing her, and that was good. That was good.
We tried to make her a TikTok one day. It was the biggest flop of all time.
Well, it is like a relationship.
We told her to make a caption. She, like, wrote it on the screen in the weirdest font. And, like,
it's like if your manager wanted to be the star. Like, yeah, how awkward would that
but
be?
But we try to get her to do it. We're like, come on, come on, come on. She's
but
like,
there's a certain personality, and that's what I mean full circle, is that, like, this is what you're meant to do. But where were you before? Let's rewind a little bit to, like, 2 days ago before you were viral.
Okay.
What were you doing?
I still work as an executive assistant at a record label.
I mean, cool.
It's cool. It's amazing. It's awesome. And with the thing with TikTok is my videos don't take production. They don't take that much thought.
I mean, let's not be too humble. There's production behind this shit. There's a process.
The ones that do, I do after work. So I do at night.
How many takes do they typically take?
One or two.
I'm so happy you said that, because as, like, someone who makes funny videos, the first video is always the funniest.
Yes.
For me.
Yes, that's what we, that's what I think too.
Unless I fuck up really bad.
Yes.
The first one is the most authentic. Like, uh-huh. I can't repeat a moment. And if you overthink it, like, I feel like yours is, also, how many are you doing a day? Like, is there a strategy behind it?
So when I first started, okay, so I, do you want me to, like, give you this, do you want me
to
give you this feel?
Nerd.
Okay. I started making the octopus reviews on Instagram.
Facebook Reels.
Like, I started doing it on Instagram. I made it and then I deleted it because I was like, meep, meep, meep. Like, people are going to think, people were texting me like, porn, are you into porn now? And yeah. I was like, no, it's fine.
Do you actually have a passion for octopus?
Yeah, deep, deep. It's my favorite food.
Was it? What? So it wasn't from the movie. It was from, like, a Sicilian restaurant with olive oil.
Yes,
and it
was
like, changed
in,
your
I
life.
Was its junior. I think I was going into my junior year of high school and I was out to dinner with my mom. We saw a Broadway play and we got octopus and I was like, this shit kind of slaps.
But the truth is all octopus are not the same.
No, you have raw puss.
Yes.
You have grilled puss.
But even grilled puss, like, there's such an art to it where you taste it immediately and you're like, they didn't nail it.
Well, that's what I do. I do the chicken of the sea test.
Yes.
The Cots test. Because all pus, when it's grilled, should taste like the chicken of the sea. So it should be crunchy.
You need to collab with Jessica. But that's...
I know.
They're working on it.
I know.
They'll get it.
And it's going to be crunchy and salty on the outside and really cut easy on the inside and be super tender without being like flaky and boiled.
Okay, I'm turned on.
Me too.
At what point were you like, this is going to make me famous?
Like... Okay, like honestly, there was a few moments, but I was like, it was my senior year of college and I was doing it like as a joke. I think I literally had 200 followers, pussies, and I had 200 pussies, and I was like, this is so fun. And I had someone come up to me while I was out that I didn't know at all. Uh-huh. They were like, by the way, love your account, really fucking funny. And I was like, what?
You tasted it.
I was like, what did you just say? And like, I went home and I was like, Julia Brett, like, oh my God, someone came up to me. And they were like, duh, sure, Jan. And like, I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, fuck you guys. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to make you two bitches come with me. And we're going to do this, us three, all together all the time. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of just went out for puss like twice a week towards the end of senior year.
A little expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
It's not ramen.
But I would go to a restaurant and to save money, I would only order puss.
Okay.
And it's gotten to the point, though, where I've gotten in trouble for making them split the check with me.
Do you have any like deficiencies in vitamins from just eating octopus?
Sometimes my eye twitches and I'm like, what's happening? And someone will be like, oh, it's you're dehydrated or you have like no vitamin D.
You have too much omega-3 fatty acids.
I was like, I have too much vitamin P.
Okay, so this is still, I didn't even know you did this. I didn't even know you reviewed octopus.
Yes, that's how this all started. And then I brought it to TikTok and it was slowly kind of.
When did you bring it to TikTok?
Well, I did TikTok before. I would like do TikToks now and then, here and there, and just be like, wait a minute, viral. But then I brought it to TikTok and it was like kind of growing. And then I made a video at the end of summer. Uh-huh. And at this point, I felt like a star because I had like one person come up to me in Erewhon.
And you had like 50,000 followers.
No. A thousand?
Oh, sorry.
I had 1,000. A thousand.
Mm-hmm. So you're like work at Erewhon.
Yeah, we were in the parking lot and someone was like, love you from Vanderbilt. And I looked at Julia and I was like, and she was like, oh my God. And that was like the moment.
I thought you were going to say Vanderpump.
No, I know.
I thought you were in the background of Vanderpump.
I have questions for you about that.
Oh girl, I got you. I know too much.
Let's reveal. But so I then just started, I made this video someone posted that was like, we're about to be in a recession. And I stitched it and I was like, bleh. Like, what else? Like, it was funny. Like, I'm not doing it justice. It was funny.
You had an authentic moment of being yourself.
I was fucking crossed out of my mind. I was so high. I was so drunk. It was like 3 a.m. and I was like, what else?
Do you have a sibling?
I have a younger brother.
How does he feel about you posting blackout on TikTok?
He texted me, congrats on the TikTok success.
That's so funny. That's how my brother is. He's like, I saw you come up on YouTube. My friend noticed it. Like, he doesn't notice it till he gets this like nerdy YouTube.
My mom was like, next time you get some PR, can you give it to Luke? Oh, and his girlfriend really likes makeup. I was like, okay, cool. I'll give it to them.
Okay, so you post this stitch where you're basically like, what else? This is so bad.
It sits for a few days. And I'm like, I thought that was funny. And then it blew up. And then I was like, okay, so part of my thing with TikTok is I just throw shit at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if this stitch stuff is sticking, I'm just going to do it again. Mm-hmm. So then I did it again. It blew up even more than the last one. And then I was like kind of stuck in a rut where I was just like posting literally like, if I peed weird, if my hair itched, if I did just literally anything, like
you're,
anything
you're
and
everything. You're being creative. You're feeling stuff out.
Like I used to do this series where I would go to this coffee shop and I would get a coffee and they obviously wouldn't give me a straw. They're like, we don't do that. And I was like, okay. So I would go to the place next door and I'd be like, it's me again. Like, do you have a straw? So my series was, if you're not going to give me a straw, like, I'm going to find one. Like, that's what I used to do on TikTok.
Literally yesterday in New York, I was like, can I have a straw? And they were like, do you want an agave straw that's edible or do you want the paper one? And I looked, I said, which one's not going to fucking break when I in my mouth? Like, let's not stop playing this game with me.
The agave one sounds scary.
I know. The agave one, I was like, I feel like it thinks it's better than me.
Yeah. But
so you're doing, I love the fact that two things you just said, that you throw shit at the wall, because I feel a lot of people are afraid to express themselves online because of what other people will think,
right,
or like they're super perfectionist, because I'm messy. Like,
I
think it's funny, it's going up.
Yeah, 100%.
Have I deleted something that bombed? Yes, I'm
me
human.
Too. Many times.
I'm human. But am I going to try? Absolutely. And I think then you have the series thing where it's almost like a series becomes like an inside joke with your followers,
yeah,
where like I came in because of the you make fun of history, but then you were doing like pussy PSAs,
yep,
and then I was like, well, I need to be in on the joke. So
yes,
then next thing you know, you're like, but you're very welcoming about
yes
it.
Yes, oh my god, anyone can be a pussy.
Yeah.
Puss University has 100% acceptance rate. It does. Like, I just started coming up with shit like that over
yeah
the summer while I was still mainly on Instagram. I was like, Puss University, and then I made it into like a merch drop, because the merch initially started, everyone's like, well, how do you have merch so quickly? I've had merch since last May. I made it as like, I made it and sold it in college as like a graduation thing.
So you're entrepreneurial.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to make merch and I'm going to sell it. And Julia and Brett were like, why are you making us pay? I was like,
you're like, do you want to sleep tonight?
Yeah.
So you blew up for me, from my perspective, when you were recreating historical moments, and not even just historical, but just like, it's giving like improv if it was cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because like, I'm in the comedy space, and like, there's a lot of, they'll be like, I'm going to do an impression of, you know, a teardrop when it hits the ground, and they do something weird. And you're like, okay, this is so alt and crazy.
Yeah.
And you're just on TikTok. When you did the rainbow color that didn't get picked, like, this dumbest shit makes me laugh so hard.
Thank you.
And you even like kind of like know where you think it's gonna go, and then but you want to see how you're gonna do it. Sorry, you are, I'm so amazed by your work.
Really?
You should win an Oscar.
Thank you.
I think I commented you should win an Oscar on one of them.
It's my goal. Ever since I was a little kid, I was like, I want to act. And
well, that's what I wanted to say. What was your OG plan?
I wanted to
be
an
actor.
We
didn't know TikTok was even a thing. You wanted to be an actor.
Well, but I never took it seriously. And I was so scared to pursue it because I was so scared of failing.
Yeah.
So I was like, and I did it when I was a kid, and I knew I was good at it. I was like closeted and insecure, and I was like, I'm just like, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
And then so during COVID, I was like, God, I kind of fumbled the bag there. Like, I feel like I could have been a child star.
You're like, it's over for me.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, God damn it. Like, what do I do? And then so I took an acting class my senior year of college with my best friend, Allie. And it was really fun. And Allie was like, you're really good at this, Jake. Let's take some improv classes next year together. So we kept saying we were going to do that. And then I saw Julia Fox on TikTok do this thing where she was like, comment something you want me to act out and I'll act it out. So I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. And I did it once and it was really fun. And then for 60,000 followers.
Wait, so Julia Fox is your muse?
Yeah, she's.
You are Josh Lofty.
Yes.
Your TikTok is Uncut Jam.
Yes. Julia Fox is my muse.
You're an uncut pussy.
I'm an uncut pussy. Yes. I'm an uncut puss. I would never cut these tents off.
Okay, so you do it, but like, is it an immediate success?
No. So I've done it before and it was fun. Like, I did it and it was fun. And then so there was this period between December and February where I was like gaining like a couple hundred a day. And so I was like, I hit 10,000 and I was like, oh my God. And then
10,000 is the hardest to hit.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And then I hit 20,000 and I was like, oh my God. And then 30, 40, 50, 60. And then for 60, I was like, okay, this was going like week by week slowly. And so I was like, for 60,000 followers, like, let's play my favorite game, which is comment something you want me to act out and I'll act it out. And someone commented like, can you do Bill Clinton denying his relationship with Monica Lewinsky? And so I was like, yes. Yes. And so I started Googling like how Bill Clinton spoke. And then I was like, I'm just gonna smoke a joint. And then I smoked a joint, a little too much of one. And then I came back and I was like, I can't fucking do this right now. But like, I promised the pussies that I would respond to a few comments tonight. So what the fuck am I gonna do?
That pussy.
So I got on and I was like, no. I was like, I don't, Monica? I was like, I'm confused.
I love how she's seen this 100 times and she's still laughing.
Because I was like, wait, I'm the president. Like, I wouldn't do that. I'm so sorry. Like, what are you talking about? Because
like,
that's
Monica
how I would react. Like, who are you talking about? The girly? Like, and so it kind of did well. It kind of did well. People thought it was funny. And so, like I said before, I went back to, okay, I'm just going to keep doing this until it doesn't work anymore. And so I did this one. And then I was like, then I thought about it a little harder. And someone was like, do Paul Revere? So I had this idea where I was just like, yo, like, George, are you coming tonight? Like, the British are coming. It'll be a vibe. Like, it'll be so fun. Like, come on. And I was like, why are you getting mad at me? Like,
one with bleach and tone.
Yeah, like a bleach and tone. Like, why are you coming with me? And then, like, so I did that. And that one really took off. And then the next day, Brett was on an airplane and was texting me and was like, you're going up a lot of followers. And I was like, how do you have service? And then, and
wait, is this your manager?
No. Oh. One of my managers is sitting right there, Matt.
Oh, we love multiple managers.
Well, no, he's just on the team. He's on the team. But Brett was like, you're going up a lot of followers. And I was like, what? And it was giving me anxiety. So I was like, yeah.
Well, I was about to say, like, I was in a similar place where I was like, let's fucking create. And I was posting stand up. I was posting stupid shit. I'll just post.
I love your stand up, by the way.
Stop. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you're the kind of person that I want to laugh at my stand up. But I do think that the algorithm has helped us both, where, like, I used to do, you know, reality TV, and I was in the very, like, reality TV scene, and I was like, but I don't want my stand-up to go to just reality TV.
Right.
Like, I want to find the girlies that don't even know what Summer House is.
Yes.
And TikTok, like, some of my followers are the funniest, most creative people, and I feel like you've cultivated this, like, really funny, creative following where, like, I look at the comments and I'm like, these bitches are so funny.
No, they're clever. Like, they come up, and then it became this thing where they started, like, okay, so I'll
they're your creative director.
Essentially, yeah. It really is. It's me and the pussies.
And do you, because they give so many good ideas, you don't want to lose them. Do you have, like, an Excel doc where you, like, put all of them?
I add them to my favorites. So I add the comments to my favorites, and then we'll do this thing where we'll all sit around, like, me, Julia, Brad, Alice, Peyton, like, we'll all sit in a circle, and we'll all be like, okay.
You're literally like Jeff Bezos. Like, you have a full team.
No, these are just my best friends. These are just my best friends. And we'll all sit in a circle, and we'll just go through comments, and they'll tag me in the ones that they think are funny, and we'll add it to favorites, and we'll film.
But it does feel like you're hanging out with your friends, and it's so funny that behind the scenes, you literally are.
I am. She's right here, right now.
Like, you're literally trying to make her laugh.
Yeah, that's my whole life.
She's such a good laugh, too.
She's a great laugh. She knows it, too.
Keep her around. No, keep her. I know. She's throwing it around like crazy. I love that. No, a friend with, like, my best friend, Paige, is just, like, the best laugher in the world.
Uh-huh.
And I always tell myself when I'm posting, I'm like, would Paige laugh at this?
Yeah, that's what I always think.
And I don't post it if I don't think she
that's
would.
I'm always like, and then sometimes when I'll do it, like, I can tell they're pity laughing at me.
The mercy laugh.
And I'll look at them and I'll be like, and Julie will just be like, yeah, just got to restart it.
You know every single kind of laugh that she has.
Like, I did one the other day, and it was like, and I was like, and she was like, just do a different one.
Well, what I was saying is, then as I got more followers, then you feel like, oh, now I'm expected
to have
like every video win a Peabody.
Yes, and it's scary.
But that's not what got you there.
I know,
so,
that's
like,
what I have to remember.
My biggest advice is, like, sometimes I like when a video bombs, because then I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm off the, like, I don't have to be good. Like, if I have a couple that are killing, then I'm like, the next one, I start overthinking.
Me too, that's what I do. That's what I was doing. That's why I got really anxious. And I was like, what do I do? And the ones that have done the best are the ones that were one take and I didn't think about it. John Hancock, have you seen the John Hancock one?
Yes, the signature? The whole world saw it.
Yeah, so that was, like, my moment where I was like, oh, like, that's funny. Again, I was very high. And I was like, okay, Brett, I gave her the camera. I looked at Julia. I was like, okay, you come up here, write something down, walk away, and then I'll take it from there. And I did it. I think it was one and done. And I went to bed, and that video was what really took off that week.
That video, oh, my God. I love, because I was always entrepreneurial, and people, TikTok, whatever. You're a literal brand, and, like, I love to see, like, how something just popped. Your pussy popped.
Yeah, my puss popped.
It puss popped so hard. And this character that you play that is different in every role, I will say, but has that Jennifer Aniston vibe where it's like, you know, it's like, well, it's
girly,
her.
What's happening?
You know what's going on.
Yeah.
Who is that person?
It's like a combination of all the reality TV I watched growing up. Really and truly.
Wait,
like,
is that why I love it? Because it literally seems like the dramatic person on reality TV.
It's every anyone I've met in my life. It's me. It's my friends. It's like, it's literally just like I'm trying to make fun of myself. And then also, like, the people on reality TV that I saw growing. Like, I was a big I was a big reality TV kid. Like, big. VH1, MTV. So, yes. Like, you know, those years, your brain's forming.
You weren't there, like, for Jersey Shore, though.
Yes, I was.
Babe, how old are you?
I was, well, I'll tell you the story. My grandparents passed, and I was in their apartment. My parents were cleaning up. I'm sad, R.I.P. Okay. But I was, no, I'm sorry. I'm very sad. I love them very much. This was a very long
time
ago.
You think of your dead grandpa, you think of Pauly D.
Yes, because we were in We were in their apartment cleaning it out. I was like 10, you guys. So I really love them very much. I had no idea what was happening.
No one said you didn't love them.
No, I know. I just wanted to, I feel like I just was trying to make it like funny and just, you know. And my parents are gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And we were in their apartment and I was like put in a TV room. And I was like, okay, well, no one's gonna bother me for the next few hours. And I had been reading the tabloids at this point because I was reading Entertainment Weekly, mm-hmm. reading Us Weekly. And so I saw Snooki everywhere. And I was like, I really want to watch Jersey Shore. And so I turned on MTV realizing that no one was going to come in the room because they were too busy cleaning out my dead grandparents' apartment. And I was like, I watched Jersey Shore from like 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I was like,
it changed your life.
It changed my life. I made my dad take me to meet Snooki when I was 11 years old for my 11th birthday. I got at Barnes & Noble in White Plains, New York. And
when you apologize to you, I'm so sorry for saying you were too young, because what happened to you, it actually like affected your brain growth.
Yes.
Like I was already in college. Like
no.
We would all get together after college and sit down. We'd all watch it together. But I was already like pretty fully formed in my views. Snooki raised you.
She raised me. She really did. Like she really, really did. And then I met Ronnie and Sam at Korean barbecue in Yonkers. And I was like, oh my God, Mom. And she was like, who the fuck are these people?
Your toe is gorgeous.
Yeah, I was like, I really love you guys. And Ronnie was like, thanks. I was like, okay, cool. I was like, you're still together. I was like, how's the bulgogi?
I love how you are Dumois.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, like, what's up? And like, oh my God, it was crazy. But yeah, so Jersey Shore was like my reality TV show. I also watched Bad Girls Club, Flavor of Love, Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. I know
yes!
She's batshit crazy these days, but I did watch
but
that.
But honestly, like, she was like the first bi girl ever
yeah,
on TV.
She was.
Like an icon.
Yeah. I watched Paris Hilton's My New BFF.
Oh, I actually never saw that.
I was a big Housewives kid.
Yes.
Like big, like OG old Housewives.
Yes.
Like Beverly Hills, like when like Taylor was on.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was just like, that's like all those people. Like that's what I grew up watching. And
so it's funny because I was looking up articles like how people describe you and like you're newly popping off. So people are trying to like put a brand on you and they were like, he makes fun of history. And I'm like, I feel like it's not that like intellectual. It's what you said. You're literally turning like historical events into reality TV.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm doing. And I'm also taking the comment and people are like, are you a history buff? And I'm like, my mom is and my brother is, but I'm not, because really they're like not realizing like the comments tell me what to do.
Yeah,
it's like, can you do this? Like, can you do a cut? Like,
but you understand what happened in history to then like actually you are fully educational to the viewer that would never want to consume
right. Well,
a boring
history book.
Right.
We'll Google it
book.
On occasion. We'll Google it on
yes.
occasion. I'll be like, wait, what is this? What's happening?
Wikipedia never hurt anybody.
Never. there was something with like the Betsy Ross and the American flag, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And so I Googled it. And then I did it. And people were like, okay, that's funny. But that was one that I had to Google.
You might need a TV show where you like start from the beginning of time. And you just teach everyone.
I'm like the dinosaurs. And I'm like, it's hot. Why is it hot today?
Are you sweating? I'm sweating.
Yeah, why is it so hot today? I'll be like, oh, meteor. Whatever.
They've been like, they keep saying it in the news all the time, but it's yeah. like, we got it, you want clicks.
Yeah, like.
Oh my God, I'm so obsessed.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Okay, so in a span of time, you're like just chilling with your roomies. You blow up on TikTok. You are the like American story of like rags to riches. But no, like you're literally hanging out with not only all the Jonas Brothers obsessed with you.
Jonas.
Alex Earl.
Yeah, she's amazing. She.
How did that even happen?
Okay, so we were DMing when.
Who started?
I think it was me. And she. We followed each other.
Yeah.
And obviously, what happened with her was too, like, I felt something similar happened to me. Obviously, what happened with her was to a mega, mega extent because she's yeah. absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was still a quick rise.
Yes.
In a similar time frame.
In my head, you are the first person to have an Alex Earl moment since Alex Earl.
Well, it's nothing like Alex Earl. But it was, I felt like talking to her made me feel like
less alone.
A little. And like, she was really, I asked her for advice on stuff just because she's also new to it. So like, I want to hear how, cause she's, I'm like a few months after her, like, okay, like, what do you think? Like, I'm going to be like, what do you do when this happens? Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, okay, well, I do this. Cause the way she handles herself is like, she's like a pro.
Yeah.
She's like a pro.
But she's giving what you're giving, which is like, I say it's like a surfer. I don't care if I've never surfed, if you don't surf. Waves feel weird, but once you find the right wave, it actually goes pretty fucking smooth. Like, yeah, when you're doing what you're meant to do.
Right.
And I feel like she obviously like didn't love classes in school and right, like it wasn't a priority, but then she's loving creating the content she's, yes, doing now.
Yes.
And it, and the universe is like aligning to it.
And when I met her, we really hit it off. Mm-hmm. We just really, 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 I mean, like her roommate who was there, who's amazing.
Like more than us.
Her roommate was really amazing.
Like more than me.
No, I love everyone. Her roommate was amazing, and she was like, had mutual friends with Julia, and I was like, oh my God, this is just easy. We played Jewish geography. It was like easy. And then I texted them both, and I was like, because we were at a dinner, and so we went to the bathroom, we like hung out, and then we like, we really just hit a bunch. No, we did not do cocaine. I don't do coke. But I don't do drugs,
you
except
don't want,
weed.
You don't want uppers.
Yeah. I smoke. That's it. But we made TikToks in the bathroom.
That's what I mean.
That's what we did. That's what we did.
They're like, do you want a TikTok?
Yeah. I'm like.
Well, they did the dance so well.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I downloaded your dance because mm-hmm. She's not a dancer. Not that I can't
Neither
shake
am I.
My ass. I can shake my ass.
I can't.
You can. It's, you just have to dig really fucking deep, okay, into your ovaries, into your puss. And then I downloaded it and then I slow-mo'd it. And I'm like, what is he? Is he flipping? It's, is he snapping?
It happened. That was my second take on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just went like.
So you invented this dance.
Yes. All the dances I do, I always invent.
I have to say. So if you're into TikTok, Alex Earl blowing up was like, that doesn't happen.
No.
It came out of nowhere. We thought people blowing up on TikTok was like, that's
2020.
COVID.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is insane. Then when you started doing it, I actually was happy, as in like, it probably made Alex Earl feel better that it wasn't like a mistake in the algorithm.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're fucking great at what you do, like they will get you, and not in like a aggressive way. I mean, like they'll find you and not kill you. Like, yeah. I mean, they'll follow you and love,
yes,
you. But then I didn't even realize that you had this viral dance, and I didn't know dances could go viral.
Yeah, I didn't know either, but what I I kept doing it. I kept doing it over and over and over and over.
Why?
And over. Because I realized, like, okay, so like Rina Sawayama, I don't know if you know who she is. She's, uh-huh, a British pop star. She's fucking amazing. Uh-huh. Came over and I like did my dance with her, and I do my dance with Julia and Brett all the time. I make everyone do my dance, and like, yeah, it just became like part of like the puss lore.
Your branding is insane, and I don't mean to make it like it's not personal and authentic. It's like very, very cool that you've, like, it's you.
I mean, at the end of the day, really what I do is I just run with stuff and hope people catch on.
Yeah.
And they have the Pussy PSA caught on, which I, dead ass, was not expecting that to catch on at all.
What do you say with the Pussy PSA? Is like, what is a Pussy PSA?
Like, I'm like, Pussy PSA, Pussy PSA, like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like.
And then you scare people.
And then I scare people. That, she's so pissed. That was what, I started it.
Oh, she hates it.
Well, she hates it. And she also, she can't do anything with me now because she'll like be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But you know what? Yeah, as you get more famous, you're going to hurt people around you.
Yeah.
And you have to step on their necks
one time
for success.
Brett was sleeping. She was napping. I'll send you the video after, so if we can like put it in here.
Wait, this is traumatizing.
This was bad. This was really bad.
After she's helped you with all these videos.
Yes. No. This was way before. This was months
ago.
Okay,
this is before.
But she's napping. And a little thing about Brett is that she does not nap. She walks a lot. She does not nap. Mm. And so.
What's it like to not be depressed? Sorry, continue.
No, that's what we say to her all the time.
You know, I can nap right now. If the lights went off, done.
Brett's like, good morning.
Yeah, I hate that. Actually, now I'm happy I'm you like, woke her up.
Good morning. And I was like, she was like, why the fuck did you do that? She was, why the fuck did you? And I was like, holy shit, I feel really bad. Like, I scared the living daylights out of her. That's the only time I've ever felt bad.
Did you film it?
Of course.
Did
I was going to
post it online?
Yes, I was going to send it.
Did it do well?
No. She was like, that better fucking do well, Jake.
You might need a repost.
Yeah, people were like, you're an asshole.
And people started to turn on you.
And I was
you.
Like, okay, sorry. I was like, should I delete it? And Brett was like, well, it's there now.
What's cool is you have these people that are like holding you down. Like, some people get famous very alone, like incels in their basement, you know, twitching. I don't know what the Twitch stars, Twitch, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what Twitch is. But
neither
I imagine like you just blow up and like your world changes, but you're alone with it.
Yeah.
I do like that you have these great friendships around you.
Yeah, they're
you.
My best friends. I've made sure I spend every single day with them. Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly grounded.
Do they still like you? Has he changed? Okay.
They keep me grounded.
They keep you grounded.
Like, so I was getting a lot of PR. And again, I'll send you a photo of what our apartment looked like. But I was in trouble. I was in trouble.
Oh, I'm currently.
No, no,
my
no.
My husband's going to divorce
me. It was. Like, my friend Alice came over, looked at me and goes, they're going to leave you.
Wait, so did these places just, like, reach out to you?
Yeah, they'll DM me or they'll DM my management. Or
question for you. Are you in therapy?
No.
Why?
I know. I ghosted my therapist when I went on vacation this summer and never wrote back.
Oh, so you had one?
I had one. She was a vibe. She like came once and I was like, you look tan. She was like, well, I'm going to Palm Springs tomorrow, girl. And I was like, nah, I'm going to Italy. See you never.
Okay. How's your like anxiety, depression? We've hit
really,
on it.
Really, really bad.
Are you a more depressed girly? I'm, are you a cocktail of it? Are you more anxious?
I've really, really bad OCD and not just like a, this has to be neat. Yeah. It's like numbers and even and good luck, bad luck. It's like rituals. And mm-hmm. like, so that's gotten really bad. I'm a very, very anxious person, which makes me depressed.
I 100% understand that. Because when you're overdrive in your head, like
yeah.
dealing with all these made up thoughts that you're afraid of that uh-huh. aren't real, then you're like, holy shit, I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
When your friends are like, you haven't moved from the couch in 6 hours and you're like, I've been fighting demons.
Yeah.
I've been in a full World War III.
I have really, 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 really gnarly anxiety. Like, mm-hmm. really, really bad. So, like, doing stuff.
Are you a perfectionist?
No, yes. But, like, doing stuff like this, like scares me. Like, I was, like, had, like, a panic attack yesterday. Like,
oh my God, babe.
It was so.
I love you so much.
I love you so.
I remember thinking, being like, oh, I'm so excited for this interview because I know I'm going to enjoy him just being himself.
Yeah. And it's like, and I was always so honest with, like, people on TikTok about, like, yeah, I'm like super anxious, like mm-hmm. whatever. Like even before I blew up and people really appreciated that. And I guess I was like building a community that I didn't even realize mm-hmm. at the time. And like, I'm so open about it. Cause I'm like, why the fuck would I lie?
Yeah.
I'm like, here are my meds. I take 50 every morning.
Also like they'll find you. Like these yeah. people are FBI agents. Like just be exposed, be yeah. pure and like, and you'll find your people.
Yeah. But the anxiety really got bad when I started blowing up on TikTok.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I talk to a lot of people about, like, all you want to do is get success, and then you get success, and I like to analyze, like, the happiness factor. Uh-huh. Are you happier than you were before?
No. I feel the exact same. And it's weird because, like, I was at an event, and I thought I was going to feel... I was always told myself, because I was so, like, insecure, I was mm-hmm. like, when I become... If I ever become famous, I'll feel hotter, I'll be sexier. And I was like walking around this party and I was talking to everyone and I felt like a star, but I was like, I still feel like not cute. It was like the weirdest thing. I was like, I really thought this would change everything and it didn't.
I totally understand how you feel, as in you think when something happens to you, you are going to change.
Yeah.
Like I'm a new bitch.
Yeah.
And then you realize you're still that same person going to bed at night.
Yeah. I still feel like insecure.
Just because you have a different number on a phone.
Yes.
You're still that same person. And anything that was you were struggling with will be exacerbated sometimes,
right.
But also this is a really fun time in fame where like it's not like insane where you can't like go outside,
right,
but you're in this place where you can create and people will see it.
Yeah.
And it's like having fun and remembering those moments early on
uh-huh.
of like why you want to do what you do.
100%.
Which I'm obsessed with. La la la. Oh, but real quick, are we dating? What's going on?
You and me?
Me, you, anyone else?
Oh. I am not dating. I haven't hooked up with someone, I want to say, since last May. I haven't. I've been on a few dates. I hooked up with this one guy, and then
so you're a slut.
I wanted to use a condom, and he kicked me out of his apartment. I walked home, and Julia and Brett were like, that was quick. And I was like, well, it didn't go far.
But you're clean.
And he was like messaging some other guy as I was like leaving. I was like, sorry. He was like, it's fine. Someone's coming over in 15. I was like, what the fuck? It was bizarre.
Oh my, that means you have to be a top.
No, I'm a bottom. And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
What? Where are the tops? Because I only...
I'm searching. I'm searching.
Or the guys who say they're tops, I'm like, you're a bottom.
Yeah, come and find me. Because I've been waiting. Everyone's like, so you must get a
What's
lot of
your
DMs.
Type?
My type? A New York, financy, like,
But where do you live right now?
LA.
You need also you need to be in the comedy clubs. Like you need to just like be in the scene.
I know. Should I do one? I would have to practice really hard.
Well, obviously, but not even I don't even putting pressure on. It's just like getting to know all the other comics and like being around that world. Someone might be writing a script for something that you can collaborate on. Maybe you start doing a live show in some capacity. I don't know. This is your stuff, but I'm not gonna step in it. You're a talent.
Thank you.
You're a talent.
Thank you.
But also, boys can distract you.
I know.
And if they're gonna affect your mental health in a negative way, it's not worth it.
You know what Lady Gaga says. Your career will never wake up and tell you it doesn't love you in the morning.
Wow.
Yep. I think about it every day.
I think about when she said, when the guy broke up with her and she's like, you're not going to be able to walk into a bodega.
Yes. Oh my God.
Without hearing my voice. Song. So that's what I live my life.
Yeah. Lady Gaga is how I live my life.
I don't care about these men anymore, but I'm like, if he doesn't hear my name in a bodega.
Yeah.
Was my life successful?
Like, no. Maybe not for me.
That's the most New York City shit too. Like, I want to be getting a bacon, egg, and cheese at a bodega.
Oh, I know. This is from a bodega. We were going to go get Celsius and Julia was like,
well, maybe you'll be by Coastal.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Okay. Time to play the Seven Deadly Sins.
Okay.
Seven Deadly Sins.
What are you greedy about?
Oh, rice. We always have to order, like, we'll go to this restaurant in LA called Sunan, and Julia won't fucking share with me because she's like, you always eat all the rice. And I take all the rice. I'm very greedy about rice. It's my second favorite food.
It is a good thing to be greedy about because you could, like, a side of rice isn't that expensive. One of my favorite tweets ever was like, I love snacks that you can have like 1,000 of.
Yeah.
Like rice.
Like rice. I'm very greedy about rice. Like I'll take all of it on the plate to the point where people won't share with me.
You're like, I'm craving 3,000 little grains right now.
Yeah, like it's just, oh, rice is perfect. But yeah, that is what I'm greedy about.
And do you like to put like sauce on it?
I have a method to my madness. So okay. My favorite rice is when I'll do a side of white rice. Mm-hmm. Soy sauce and spicy mayo.
Yes.
Mix it together.
Yes.
Get a side of tempura crunch.
Yes.
Pour the tempura crunch in. Mix that together.
So she's a chef.
And then like sometimes do a little bit of chili oil.
Okay, Food Network. Wait, do you like crispy rice salmon?
Yes. Meat? Yes.
Okay, good. Because then you have to work less hard.
Yes.
Who are you envious of?
Timothy Chalamet. So envious.
Do you think he's actually hooking up with Kylie Jenner?
I saw that. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like you could throw anything.
I don't know. I don't know.
See what happens.
But I'm very envious of the
way. He went to LaGuardia.
I know. I'm envious of like how he was able to take theater so seriously and be like he was just himself. And he's now like one of the biggest movie stars on the planet. And I just.
But I mean, what you've done is so cool because like there's like the old boys club of like, you know, having to go through agents and casting and trying and failing and being all sad and whatever, where you've created your own TV show.
Right.
You literally have your own TV show right now that you're writing, that you're performing. And I'm so excited. Like, just remember me in the future. Just don't forget me.
Oh my God. You remember me.
What are you gluttonous about, babe?
What does that mean?
What do you overindulge in? Like, besides rice, is there something that is like your...
Yeah, I probably smoke a little too much.
Why do you think you smoke? Does it help your anxiety?
It helps and then it makes it worse. But sometimes I'll be really anxious and then it just makes me laugh and it makes me creative. But I would definitely say I smoke.
See, when I smoke as an anxious person, it makes me cry.
Oh. Okay.
So I'll like ruin the party.
Yeah.
And I'm the person where everyone's like, I like to eat. I like to laugh. They're like, she definitely smokes.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm high all the time. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I like people who smoke around me.
Uh-huh.
But I will like think I'm really dumb because like, thoughts aren't coming as fast and then I'm just like everyone thinks I'm dumb in this room and then I
get a tad paranoid too, but when I smoke with like all my friends, that's when I'm like, all
right. I've done it in questionable situations.
Oh, for sure. Me too. For sure.
I've done it where I'm like, do I hate these people?
I'm like, when I'm like, what's happening?
I'm like, I think they're trying to make me dumb. When was the last time you experienced extreme wrath or anger?
Oh my God, I was going to New York to visit my friend Cassidy. A day before I left, my parents were like, hey, sweetie, by the way, we're putting the dog down. I'm like, wait, what? They're like, yeah, but don't cancel your trip. And I'm like, why wouldn't you tell me this before I fucking saw? I was like sobbing and I was like leaving for the airport. And I was like, bye, Katie. And my parents were like,
the dog has no idea. The dog's just like, yeah. I love life.
She was like, what's happening? I was like, and that's why I was like furious with my parents for not telling me they were putting the dog down and I was leaving.
Honestly, don't tell me. Like, because yeah. I can't emotionally handle it.
And then I was
stuff.
In New York, like out, and I was like, my dog's dead. Fuck.
Any song comes on, you relate to the
dog. And I would use it as like anything. Julia and I were like bickering over text and I go, well, my dog's dying, so.
So you took your dog's death worse than your grandparents got it.
Yeah. Well, I do love my grandma and grandpa very much.
No, I know.
I'm sure they're vibing up there.
They're vibing. Yeah. They're watching you.
Yeah, they're like, period. He watched Jersey Shore while we passed.
When was the last time you were a sloth? So like lazy piece of shit, didn't do anything.
Okay. It was the day Brett ran her marathon. And I had stayed out all night. I had stayed out all night. And... because I was like, I'm making, because it was our friend's birthday the
you
night
had your
before.
Own kind of marathon.
It was, yeah, it was our friend's marathon. It was our friend's birthday the night before and Brett's marathon in the morning. And Brett was like, it's going to be so fun. Like, just, you know, like, go out the night before. If you miss it, like, I'm not going to say anything to you. We just will no longer be friends.
No pressure.
And I'm like, okay, cool, perfect. And she's like, and I'm like,
nothing back.
So I'm like, I will be staying up all night. And so we stayed up all night. I'm like sitting in bed with me and my friend Peyton. We're sitting like this. Like 6 a.m. We're waiting for Julia to wake up. Because you remember when I was saying that Julia couldn't sleep? This was that era. So we weren't allowed to wake her. And so we were sitting like this in bed, like shaking, like laughing. We were going. And then we suddenly would hear from Julia's side. We were so scared. And then once she woke up, she was like, I slept so good. We're like, okay, like time to go to the marathon.
Finally breathe.
So we go to the marathon. I get back. And I'm like, yeah. Took 2 edibles, smoked a joint, went to bed. Woke up, got angel hair pasta, went back to bed.
Oh, yes.
That was the last time I was a sloth.
Good choice.
It was sick.
When was the last time? Okay, this is the hard one. Did you let your pride or your ego get in the way of something?
I mean, honestly, I can't think of like a recent example, but the biggest example of my life would be not pursuing acting when I was a kid.
Yes.
That would be the biggest example. I was so scared. I didn't want people to be like, think I was weird. Like and I regret it every day.
It's funny because when I first... Let's make about me, but about me. When I first graduated school, I was like a tennis player. I decided to not continue it further. And I told my mom, I was like, I want to like interview people like on the subway, like at 21 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, that's so weird. And like, why would I do uh-huh. that? And then I ended up doing like sales, marketing, all these boring jobs. At 25, I quit. And I was like, I want to do video.
Uh-huh.
Fast forward, I'm literally interviewing people on the street at 31.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you knew what you wanted
yes,
to do, bitch.
Just pursue it. Just do it.
Just do it.
It's so scary when you're younger, though.
It's so scary. Because also, I wanted to prove to my parents, like, I could have a corporate job.
Right,
like, I can do big girl things. But then it's like, no, I'm a little idiot, and I just want to do, like, things that make me giggle.
Yeah, right.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. You learn.
And also, like...
life is long, hopefully.
Yeah, you're gonna act.
I hope.
And you are acting every day.
I hope.
You are acting every day. When was the last time you lusted over someone so... Do you have any like celebrity crushes?
I think I lusted over someone last week. I was DMing some guy and I was like, I wanted him to ask me out to drinks. And I was trying to like insinuate it. He didn't do it. But
well, now that you have followers and you live in LA, because I feel like New York people don't care as much. Do you ever think like, oh, is this guy using me for a selfie?
I don't know. My dad was like, you should watch out for that. But it's like, I can't.
Shout out to dad being protective.
I know. I was like, what? You think so?
And do you need a bodyguard?
But I think I can't think like that because if I do, then I'll take myself too seriously. And
true.
The only reason I am where I am is because I don't take myself seriously.
True.
And so I can't think like that. I kind of just have to hope for the best.
Oh my God, I love you. You're so freaking cute. Final question.
Okay.
You've done amazing in hell. When you're going through dark times and you're deep in hell,
mm-hmm.
what do you do to cope?
I watch TV and I smoke. Straight up.
What are your go-to TV?
I'm watching Yellow Jackets right now, mm-hmm. Baddies West, mm-hmm. The Last of Us I was really into.
So good.
My favorite show of all time is the show called Dark. Amazing. Don't tell me.
Of course I've watched Dark.
No, my God. Everyone says they've never seen it. It's the best show of all time.
My husband made me watch it, and it changed my life.
No, it changed my life. It changed the way I've thought about time.
No one talks about Dark.
No one talks. You guys.
I mean, I have thoughts. Like, we could talk
we'll
about
talk,
it. Like, it was a journey.
It's a journey.
Also, like, German people, hot.
Hot? As fuck. Hot. Yes, I watch TV.
The thing with Dark is, if it was just like the first season, I would have been in, like, just keeping those two worlds. But then when it started multiplying and shit, like, I'm not smart enough.
Oh, I was like, what?
I had to pause.
No, I was like, I'm watching Dark.
we had to like rewind. Yes. My husband was like, are you fucking stupid? And I was like, no,
because you have to you have to use subtitles. You can't dub it.
You have to use subtitles.
You can't dub it, or else it ruins the whole
experience.
Anytime
I'd look at my TikTok, I would be like, bam.
What's happening?
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
There's a new world. There's a new world. There's what was her name? Marsha?
Yeah.
Marsha. There's a new Marsha. Marsha number two.
I do think that shows like that do see like how the world is not so black and white.
100%.
And I do think that people who are successful in creative endeavors have creative minds, and you're only limited by how expansive your mind
right.
is. So think big, bitches.
Think big.
Where can people follow you, buy your merch, listen to you? Give me all the tea.
You can follow me on TikTok at octopus with two S's, lover 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Instagram, pass that puss. And on Snapchat, you can add me, octopus lover 8 as well.
Thank you guys so much for coming. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, guys.